Chapter 2, A Little Nap. On the last night before Christmas, Pim and Whizpop were gandering at the sky too, and like Dabbledee, thinking of adventures. At least Pim was. He had been assigned the tedious job of sweeping the hangar where Santa's sleigh sits idle 364.5 days a year. They had swung the huge bay doors open and were dangling their legs over the edge of the takeoff ramp. Why should the sleigh gather dust here all that time when it could be put to good use? Pim wondered out loud. Whizpop raised his white eyebrows and stared. The warm air from inside the hangar mixed with the cold out of doors, so they were cozy and shivering by turns. Whizpop chuckled, his breath forming wispy wreaths that curled around his head, then drifted up towards the stars. What would Santa do with his sleigh on any other night than Christmas? He asked. Oh, I don't know, Pim hesitated, thinking it over. He might start a shipping company, Polar Express, door-to-door overnight delivery guaranteed. Or he could go into the tourist business, Northern Lights sleigh rides, we'll take you above the stars, or... Pim, Whizpop laughed, will you never settle down, my friend, and behave like an elf? He'd need a driver, of course, Pim continued. After all, Santa's getting pretty old. He's probably got only one night a year left in him. Pim! Whizpop shouted, almost falling off the dock he was laughing so hard. You're utterly incorrigible, my young fellow. Well, Pim grumbled, I don't see why I shouldn't dream just a little if dreams are the only way out of here. Whizpop frowned. Getting out of here? He echoed. Are you serious? Surely not. I am in a way, Pim answered glumly. I do like it here, Whizpop, don't get me wrong, and I wouldn't ever want to lose you as a friend, and I would miss Santa terribly, but... But, Whizpop demanded. There's so much of the world we can't see from these warehouse doors, Whizpop, the younger elf cried. So much we've never looked on or tasted or touched. So much we've never lived. Doesn't that drive you crazy? Don't you feel like a prisoner here, sweeping hangar floors, fixing machines in the toy factory, stacking boxes in the warehouse? Why, we're slaves to Christmas. Don't you ever want to get away and see other parts of the world? Whizpop thought for a moment, hemming, then hawing, then scratching his head. No, he said at last, I like it here, and I get to see quite enough of what everyone calls the real world through my ioscope. I wouldn't trade the North Pole for any place else. Now it was Pim's turn to stare in amazement. He, too, had spent many hours peering into the ioscope. He'd visited tropical forests, deserts, great cities, and tiny hamlets. He'd gone to Europe, Asia, Africa, the Americas. He'd skimmed over islands, plunged down mines, stood atop Mount Everest, and examined the teeth of a giant crocodile. Pim had gone any number of fascinating places using the ioscope. But darn it, Whizpop, he exclaimed, that's not like being there. It's not like knowing the lion you're looking at might want you for lunch, is it? No, not at all, Whizpop agreed heartily. It's a wonderful instrument, the ioscope. I'm so glad I invented it. He patted himself on the chest, he was that proud, and rightfully so, for the ioscope is an instrument worth owning. Enough! Whizpop chided, scurrying around and swinging shut the gigantic hangar doors, forcing Pim to leap out of the way. Have you forgotten what night it is? My goodness, Fanafru could walk in any moment, and what do you think he'd have to say if he saw us sitting here gabbing while the stars spin in the sky? Sweep! Sweep! Whizpop urged grandly as he made his exit. It's all very fine for you to say, Pim grumbled, pushing his broom about the polished floor. You live your whole life inside that skull of yours, and goodness knows it's full of wonders. But I long for a real adventure. I want to see things close up, not at a distance. He swept, but as far as Pim could tell, the floor was perfectly clean. He didn't have a single particle of dust to show for all his effort. This is stupid, he decided at last, leaning on his broom and looking for a place where he might rest for a bit. No one will know the difference, he thought. I'll just have a little nap. He considered a bench near the door, but judged it too hard and narrow. He thought about the chair next to the mechanic's table, but then remembered he'd fallen out of one just like it, taking a snooze one time in the warehouse. The floor itself was cold, hard marble, not very inviting at all. Then he set eyes on the nice wide bench of Santa's sleigh. "No, no, no," Pim scolded. "If Fanafru came by, he'd be sure to kill me. And what if Santa himself dropped in for a visit?" He started sweeping again with renewed vigor, but it wasn't long before the swishing of his broom slackened, then stopped entirely. Finally, Pim gave up even the pretense of sweeping and leaned on his broom handle, marveling at the gleaming sled with its silver runners, golden bells, and varnished panels. So it was Pim's great adventure began, for compared to sweeping, the idea of climbing up into Santa's sleigh and having a lovely nap seemed much more sensible. "I won't do anything foolish," the elf vowed. "I'll just lie down and catch a few winks."